Hey, this is Rob Unsbach, and welcome back to another edition of eHeroes. Today I have Jerry Ojinski back with us, and it's been about 2.5 years since he's been on one of these episodes, but we're going to talk about video marketing again, because I think it's really important that you learn these secrets, especially from an injury attorney who's been doing this for the last decade. So welcome, Jerry, and thanks for being here. I know you're on vacation.
Thanks, Rob. Thanks for having me. I love chatting with you and, you know, talking to you about video marketing as well as other stuff, and I really appreciate it.
So you're down in Florida right now, but you typically reside in New York, and so, I mean, that's these videos are doing fantastic for you with all the vacations you take.
You know, the key is using video to help your consumers and your ideal clients understand and begin to trust you. Mm-hmm. That's the key. That's how I got started so many years ago. I don't know, 11, 12 years ago, starting to do this.
Yeah.
Back when video was in its infancy, because nobody had really used it. You know, YouTube was in its infancy. But I just kept coming up with the thought, like, how can we use this media to get someone to trust you?
Right.
Because they've never met you before. They don't know anything about you. Now they come across you like, why? Why should they pay attention to you? Why should they be interested in your product or service? And the more I started to learn about not just video, but direct response marketing, the more I realized how great this media is to let somebody get to see you.
Yeah.
And it's just such a great way to interact with somebody who's never met you before.
You know, and you've done a lot of videos. And you know, it going back to 12 years ago when you first started, I know we talked about this before, but, you know, they weren't polished videos. You know, you stumbled, you stammered, there was bloopers, there was mistakes, but you kept doing it. And the average person would have given up a long time ago, you know, and they still do, you know. So it's a testament to your determination that video works.
Well, I have to tell you, it was out of desperation that I did it, because I didn't have the money to buy, you know, TV advertising or big Yellow Pages advertising or the typical traditional stuff that most people were buying to market themselves. And I was a solo attorney. And so I was scrambling and doing everything I could, from writing articles on my website to whatever I could. And this was an inexpensive way where I could literally compete with the biggest marketers in my market in New York. And at the beginning, they had no clue what I was doing. They knew nothing about this, but here I am, some solo guy, you know, trying to put together a video to help people understand why what I have to say is important. And when I started to get calls from people who watch this video that says, hey, I have the same problem, can I ask you some questions? I'm beginning to realize, wait a second, people are actually watching. They're actually calling me to ask me questions instead of the guy who's spending, you know, $500,000 a year on traditional marketing or more. I'm like, oh my God, this could be something interesting. That's right. What prompted me to do the second video and the third and the fourth, because the original ones were horrible.
Oh, they weren't that bad.
Well, compared to now, they were terrible.
Yeah.
But back then, they were, you know, I was just bootstrapping. And there was nobody teaching you how to do this. And nobody explained to you, okay, here's the best equipment you should use. Here's the best lighting equipment. Here's audio. No. There was none of that. It was, okay, what do I have in the house that I can use? Let me grab a lamp and put it near my computer and see if it gives me, you know, some adequate light. I knew nothing about audio.
But the thing is that people gravitated to you because of the videos, and not some, you know, high ticket lawyer that they have no idea who they are.
Yeah, and that's a secret that I know you use, and I've seen other successful marketers use as well. You know, some people think it has to be all polished and they have to be all suit and tie and they've got to be a professional background and professional everything. Like, no, it doesn't. You just have to be yourself. You just have to be natural and communicate. And I'll tell you, during the court, when I first started, I was worried about what people would think of me as an attorney. If I'm sitting in my office at home and I don't look professional in front of a legal bookcase, I used to be worried what would happen if I wasn't wearing a tie or a jacket. And then I said, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to go out and just shoot video in a t-shirt and a baseball hat. Yeah. And people loved it. I was on vacation once in Israel. I'm in the middle of the Negev desert, and it is beautiful out there. And I'm sitting in a t-shirt, and there's nothing around, and it's the greatest thing. And I'm just shooting these great videos. And people would comment and call me and say, oh my God, I love how natural and you know, inspirational you are. I don't care what you're wearing. They just wanted to see that you have this great information, and you do it all the time.
Yeah, you know, I had somebody a couple of years ago, and they came up to me and they said, but Rob, you know, you'd make more money wearing a suit and tie. But that's not me. But look at Steve Jobs. Look at some of these other guys. They don't wear a suit and ties, and they're making billions of dollars. What's your point? You know, it's you have to be you. And you have to show your audience that you are true to yourself. You know, and granted, if you're going to go into a courtroom, I'm thinking that you probably would want to wear a suit and tie just to impress the jury. But, you know, on video, you don't have to do that.
And it's interesting, over the last few years, I rarely get dressed up to do my videos. Mm-hmm. So my videos now have evolved to the point where I'm walking through the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And I'm encouraging my viewer to join me on my walk through the neighborhood. And for me as an attorney, there are no attorneys doing this.
Right.
So that fact alone sets me apart from any other video, any other attorney that is making video, which is great. But at the same time, we talk about, you know, being yourself, being natural. I am always now wearing a t-shirt and a baseball hat, and even sunglasses, which for years I refused to wear on video.
Right.
Because my big thing was, you have to be able to see your eyes. Mm-hmm. When you communicate with somebody, you must see their eyes, and it lets so much information in when you watch them.
Right.
And if you're unable to see their eyes, are they hiding something? You know, you can't tell. Are they being deceptive? But the more I thought about it, the more I realized, you know what? I'm in the middle of the sun. It's the summer. I don't want to walk around, you know, without my sunglasses on. People will understand in the video. And you know what? They do. They don't care.
Right. You know, I think one of the videos that really impressed me, and this is going back a few years for you, was that I guess a tree had fallen down in either your house or the neighbor's house. And you were out with your winter coat on and just telling people about this. And I thought, wow, no other attorney would do that. There was none of them that would leave their office to go outside to, you know, be in a winter coat to make a video.
You're absolutely right. And nobody does that. Yeah. And I did another video, which was very funny. My wife and I were getting ready to go to a wedding, and it was a black tie wedding. And while my wife is getting ready, I said, you know what? I have a couple of good ideas. Why don't I just shoot some video while I'm getting dressed and putting on my tux? And that's exactly what I did. So here I am literally getting dressed, tying my shirt, putting on the cufflinks. You know, I'm actually having trouble putting them on. And I'm talking to the viewer as if they're just standing next to me.
Yeah.
And I'm explaining why I'm doing this. You know, I'm getting ready to go to this wedding. I'm trying on my stuff. We have to be out in half an hour. And I'm struggling with my bow tie to put it on. And all I'm doing is just being natural and being myself.
Yeah.
And people like that. They like learning about you, and they like seeing the context that you're in,
right,
as you're helping them understand why what you have to give them is helpful and will help them in whatever need they have.
Yeah,
which is, you know, really important.
Yeah, it makes you real. And it goes back to trust. The more they can trust you for any reason, the better. You know. But you have so many videos now. I mean, it's like, what, 3,200 of them now? And I think the average attorney maybe has 40 or 50. And you know, I look at them going, that's a lot of video, you know, but you take a lot of the common asked questions and turn them into videos, or take situations and turn them into videos. And so your brain is constantly creating, you know, I guess, questions in your mind, what you have to answer in the next video.
Mm-hmm. One of the things I used to do was keep notebooks. Mm-hmm. Every time I had an idea, I'd write an idea down. I'd write a question that I want to, you know, help a viewer understand. And one of the best things that I think that your viewers can do, no matter what business they're in, we're all marketers. We're all marketing our service. Doesn't matter what profession, doesn't matter what trade you're in. Think about the timeline from the moment your ideal client or consumer realizes that they need a service. Okay. From that point on, take the timeline every step of the way from when they realize they need someone like you to how they make the decision on who to choose, to picking up the phone, to the first interaction they have with you, onward to the actual process of working with you, to the minute details that go into the process of working with you, and the results that they're hoping to achieve, all the way to the very end. From that timeline, you can now pick and choose topics along the way. So it's interesting. I had a former video client of mine who I did a good number of video shoots for across the country, was creating another 100 videos. And he was having trouble coming up with ideas to get to that 100 video point. He had maybe 75 topics. And he's like, I've reached a block now. I just don't know what else to talk about. And he said, can you help me? I said, yeah, I can. In fact, I just explained this to my daughter, who asked me the same question. She said to me, how is it that you come up with all these topics that every week you're out shooting video, walking around the neighborhood, and you don't use your notebook anymore? And I said, here's what I do. The best thing you can do is find a topic that is controversial. Find a topic that people have difficulty with in your business. People love drama. They love it. That's why these reality shows are so popular. These drama shows are so popular because they get sucked right into all the drama. Personally, I hate it. I can't stand these reality shows, but it draws people in. It sucks them in. They want to learn, okay, what happens to this guy? What happens to this one? And now all their different levels of emotion go on as they listen to this story continue. Find something that has conflict, whether it's somebody wanting to return a product in your business. And now you've got a conflict. There's nothing wrong with the product. You know it's a great product, but the consumer wants to return it. What do? Okay, find something. In my field as an attorney, I find lots of conflict because you have attorneys who butt heads with each other. I'm in court. You know, I want a jury to give us money. The defense doesn't want it. Now we have conflict. I want to get a piece of evidence into court. The opposing attorney doesn't want to. They now yell objection. And now it creates conflict. Once you identify something like that, a topic in your area, in your specialty, now I want you to think about the different perspectives in which you can tell that story. So the first perspective is from you. As a business owner, for example, as the attorney represents a client, an injured client. So that's the first one. The second perspective of telling this drama, telling this story, is from the viewpoint of the consumer, from the opposite side. Hey, let me tell you the story about Jim, who now had this great product, but it didn't work for him, and he now wanted to return it. So now he picks up the phone, calls, and he gets, you know, this phone tree that takes him 15 minutes to get a real live operator. Or something along those lines, so that now you're telling it from the perspective of the consumer. What about from the perspective of the person who answers the call, who gets calls like these all the time? So in my case, it would not just be from the perspective of me, it would be from looking at it from my client's point of view. And then another perspective would be, what does the defense attorney think about all this from his perspective? Then I'm going to look at it from the perspective of the jury. When they're in court looking at this, what are they thinking? And how about from the perspective of the judge? Let me tell you what the judge has to decide now that there's a conflict. He's got to evaluate the following things. He has to understand what the argument is. So now with that one piece of content, you've now got five different perspectives. You've now expanded exponentially the number of videos you can create just from one single topic. So that's how I encourage people to get past their roadblock of coming up with content. So take something that's important to you and your business, look at it from the different perspectives, and then talk honestly about it. Today, I want to talk about what it means if this person is looking at it. Let's say it's a car accident case. Here's the video from the perspective of an eyewitness who's standing on the street corner rather than the person who claims that the other guy went through the red light. Okay, so doing that gives you an understanding that, hey, other people are going to be interested in this. Why? Because it's a different viewpoint. It's still great conflict. There's still great drama. But now all of a sudden you've opened this up to a whole new world. And next thing you know, you've got 5, 10, 20, 50, 100 videos, content ready to go. And now you're on your way.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of newsjacking. It's taking the current events that are happening and giving my thoughts or spin on it. And, you know, but sometimes people are like, why? People, you know, media has already beaten that horse to death. Yeah, but it's your spin. So when you put it out there, you know, it's already being searched anyway. So now your video or blog or whatever is going to start showing up in the search engines. And, but people just don't want to take the time to you know, research just a little bit.
Mm-hmm. You know, I came across, and I think I may have shared this with you, a video that was done by an attorney who released, I think, 50 videos in one day. And here he is sitting all buttoned up in a suit and tie, and probably about 5 or 6 of his videos talked about him.
Wow.
You know, it's like, hey, let me tell you who Jim Bob, the attorney, is and what his, you know, purpose in life is. Yeah. And I'm always amazed when lawyers today are still doing that. Yeah. And I'll tell you why I think it's a problem. It's a problem because who's ever helping this attorney create these videos doesn't understand what the consumer, what their ideal client is really looking for. Nobody wakes, and Dan Kennedy says this, he used to say this all the time. Nobody wakes up in the morning and says, damn it, I need the best medical malpractice attorney around if they don't need you. Nobody. If they don't need a carpet cleaning service that morning, they don't wake up and say, gee, who's the best carpet cleaner here in the neighborhood? Nobody needs you. So why would they go ahead and ever go ahead and do a search to try and find information about who Jim Bob the attorney is, for example? Okay. First of all, no one cares. No one cares who you are. And that's a fact as a marketer. Mm-hmm. And these attorneys don't realize it because they think they're the hot shit, you know, just because they're an attorney and they are the professional and they provide these legal services. So those attorneys don't get it, but the marketers or the video guys who create these videos with them don't get it either. They just think, hey, it's something else to know or something else to put out there. So let me just go ahead and do it. And the great response I get from most of these attorneys is, well, when people actually start to look at my website, they want to know who it is that we are. Well, to get to that spot, they have to recognize that you have something that they need. They have to begin to trust you. They have to realize that you are the right one for them. And they're never going to get there if you don't immediately provide them with information that's going to make them realize, holy crap, this guy knows what he's talking about. And he's talking to me. I have this problem. He's telling me about my problem. Holy crap, I want to give him a call to find out what else I can do to fix my problem. So these lawyers that go ahead and create these videos like, why I became an attorney, oh my God, please don't do any more of those. Don't. Nobody cares about your motivation. Nobody searching online ever cares. Even people who decide they want you, they don't care. The only thing that they want to know, two things. Can you help solve my problem? And two, how can I get this information quickly that now I trust you to give me this information? And if you're going to blow me around, if you're going to blow smoke up my behind, if you're going to do whatever, now I'm going to get distracted and go somewhere else. Show me. Explain to me. Teach me. Teach me something I didn't know.
Right. And with all those videos, what you're doing is you're giving people a reason to keep choosing you. You know, so what if you only have 50 videos or you have 3,200 videos? But those videos become your salesman 24/7. And they're pre-qualifying your clients. So, you know, with you, you have so many videos out there that answer just about every question known to man. And you're still making more, but it gives people a way to continue to watch. Just like we binge watch Netflix movies all the time. They can binge watch, you know, your videos, but it gives them a better idea of why they need you. And now you can say, yes, you are a perfect client for me. And I believe your case will, you know, go to court, you'll win, you'll do this. But in the end, what it's doing is it's allowing you to live your best life, to take vacations, to, you know, go places where most of the other attorneys are sitting behind their desk wondering when their next client's coming in.
You know, you're right. And one of the fascinating things is that when somebody is online doing a search to help them solve their problem, and they find an attorney or they find a video or whatever service you provide that's interesting to them, they often want to see the next video talking about a similar topic. They often want to delve deeper because they're not satisfied with just a couple minute video giving them a quick snippet of information. Because remember, your goal as a marketer is not to tell your viewer everything that helps them solve their problem. You want to give them enough to make them realize that you have the information to solve their problem. You're not hiding information, but there's so much to talk about. There's so much to tell them. So if you were to go ahead and ramble for an hour on how to solve a particular problem, the viewer consumes your information. Now they apply it, which most don't, by the way. They'll apply it. And then why do they need you anymore? They don't. But if instead you now create five videos that are, you know, 3, 4, 5 minutes long each, and now you begin explaining that process, all of a sudden they're like, oh, wow, this is great. This is exactly what I need to know to fix this problem, but I need more. And so they're constantly looking for related videos. So again, going back to what you talk about things that are related because viewers want to see those topics and they're not done. They're not done in their search. It's not just a one and done thing and like, okay, thanks, you've answered my question. Rarely is that done, especially in services, whether it's SEO services, whether it's marketing services, whether you know you're an attorney and you need to provide information. So they always want more. So you can give them more on related topics. And now YouTube will begin to realize that these videos are connected. And they'll offer up those other related videos, which means now your viewer will likely go from one video to the next. Hey, by the way, oh, here's this guy, Ansbach. He's talking about this topic. And now here he is again talking about the similar topic and another. And when you interconnect those videos by optimizing them on YouTube with various hashtags, now YouTube begins to realize this is all the same real topic. And next thing you know, you have pushed out your competitors and your viewers are only given the options of just seeing like 100 of your videos to learn about similar topics. Like that goes through their view. The mindset of the viewer is, holy cow, this is the only guy talking about this.
You know, I've gone to so many lawyer YouTube channels, not just lawyers, but a lot of different industries. And it looks like they started making videos and they maybe have a dozen or even up to 50 of them. And then they stopped. And then you go to their channel and you're like, oh, they haven't made a video in 5 or 6 years. No wonder they're not getting any traffic. Because Google likes to see consistent, you know, uploads. And they'll keep promoting you as long as you keep, you know, providing content.
Right. And that's one of the great things about this is that it's almost like self-fulfilling prophecy. The more you create, the more they realize you have information that's helpful to a viewer. And, oh, you know what? I just realized something. This is also important. So some people, I say attorneys and other people, entrepreneurs, they create these videos and now they go through all the effort and energy, like, okay, I'm going to put this stuff up on YouTube and this is great. One thing that they're missing, and this is really important, is they're missing the social aspect of these videos. And what I mean by that is this is supposed to be a social interaction, social media. Mm-hmm. Right now, a lot of these people are just doing one-sided marketing. They're putting up a video, throwing it up, and never touching it again, never seeing it, never using it to promote and market themselves. YouTube loves to see comments. They love to see people who are subscribing to your channel, which indicates to them that people are interested.
Right.
It's not just the length of time somebody watches a video, okay? They want to see that somebody has a question and leaves a question on your video and that you take the time to respond to that. They want to see that social interaction. And if there is no social interaction, it's almost like a red flag. It's almost a signal to them that, okay, you're putting up this content, but nobody is really consuming it or interacting with you. And that's a problem. And then people scratch their heads wondering, why aren't people calling me after watching my videos? Why aren't they using my services?
It's the same with blog articles as well. You need that user engagement. I mean, Google owns YouTube. And they want that user engagement. And if they see that you're just not getting on your website or your YouTube videos, they just won't promote.
That's right. And so I often will ask attorneys, how many subscribers do you have on your channel? And they have no clue because they don't pay attention to it. I say, okay, who responds to the comments that are on your videos? And their typical response is, I don't know. I don't even know if we have comments. I don't know if we have anybody who checks them. And that's a huge part of what we do, because if you're not getting comments, that tells me you have a problem with your content and your presentation. If you're not getting people to subscribe, that's also a red flag to me that tells me that you also have a discommunication problem, a disconnect, where you're putting out what you think is good content, but nobody really wants more of it.
Right.
Because if they did, they'd be subscribing. And maybe it's something as simple as, hey, if you like this content, click the subscribe button that you're not doing. That may be, you know. But on the other hand, the bigger problem is that I think there's a disconnect between what you're trying to tell your ideal client or consumer and the fact that they don't want any more of your information. They don't care for it. And that's why no one's interacting.
Yeah.
So you have to.
And social media has become that double-edged sword because we're so used to sharing it out on Facebook or LinkedIn, and people are commenting on Facebook and LinkedIn, but they should be commenting on the YouTube video itself or the blog article, you know, so that your website or your YouTube channel is getting the engagement, not just the social media channel itself.
Right. That's exactly right. So, you know, people think, okay, I'm just going to pull out my iPhone and grab a video, you know, do a video and put it up on YouTube. What you've done, you have a good intent, but you haven't mechanically done what you're supposed to do.
Yeah,
With
the new services coming out, I'm not a fan of TikTok. I'm not a fan of Snapchat. For me, it just extenuates the ADHD that everybody has and says, well, I just want a quick video. Well, dude, if you want someone dancing, that's fine. But you want real education, real information, go to YouTube and watch, you know, a 3 to 7 minute video that's going to help you decide.
You're going to laugh at this. My daughter is a millennial. Okay, She's 22 years old, and she's totally into TikTok and that whole thing. And I tell her it's a waste of time. But she pointed out a couple of lawyers who were creative and started to create some videos using TikTok. And I watched these things. Now, I am the most open-minded marketer you can imagine. And I am willing to try almost anything as a marketer to get people to see that I'm different and creative. And I'm watching these attorneys on TikTok jam to the music while pointing to the air and having these blurbs pop up in this 10-second clip. And I'm shaking my head, trying to wonder, how is anybody going to generate real interest and take these people seriously? Because I can't, even the most open-minded marketer, I can't see any purpose for this at all. And as time went on during the lockdown, especially, I'm trying to find a way that I, as an attorney, can market myself using TikTok or something similar. And I couldn't find a single way that would generate the same type of interest that I get using YouTube and using real videos that go on to explain. And I'll tell you the critical distinction for me. The critical distinction is that these TikTok videos, no matter how creative or lively they are, or what, you know, music you've got, they're not sufficient to generate trust with your viewer. Impossible. You cannot honestly generate trust with a viewer unless they're a millennial and unless they think this is the coolest thing since, you know, since the iPhone ever came out, right? That would prompt them to call this lawyer over anybody else.
Yeah, and as you said, they're millennials. And you know, by the time these people are old enough to be my client, I'll be retired. I don't care. So you have to pick and choose where you're marketing your videos. And you know, for the last 10 years, I've been telling people all about you and the simple process. Basically, the simple formula of making your videos is pose a question, introduce yourself, answer the question, and give them a way to contact you. So it's four elements. And you make it so simple that anybody could replicate that without being nervous. You know, granted, the first 100 videos, maybe you'd be nervous. But after that, it becomes easier.
Yes, that's absolutely true. And something I just realized as I'm watching myself, you know, on the Zoom, here I am, I'm reclining somewhat in a comfortable chair out here on the patio, okay? When I'd be creating a video, if it was a static video where I'm not walking around the neighborhood, I would never, never be in this type of chair leaning back. And again, attorneys and the people who create these videos don't recognize this, or marketers, they don't recognize entrepreneurs. Because they think, okay, this is my comfortable office chair, or I'm just going to sit back and shoot a video like that. What this tells you, if you're looking at this from a consumer standpoint, is that I don't care as much as if I were leaning forward and now I'm leaning into the camera and now I'm paying attention to you, or I'm sitting up at a high back chair and now there's no possible way I can slouch. It looks and it appears as if I'm giving you 100% attention. Okay. The other method of just relaxing looks like I just don't give a damn. Like I don't care. These subtleties make a huge difference. Right. And a lot of people don't realize it. So I'm sorry. So I would often sit on the edge of my chair so that I could sit upright. Mm-hmm. So I could lean forward into the camera, because something like that makes a huge bit of difference.
Yeah.
And if you don't recognize that, people will be turned off by your videos.
People can pick up body language. And I think if you just trying to be you, that's great. But like you said, you know, slouching, leaning back, you know, putting your feet up on the desk. And I've seen so many videos that really don't belong on YouTube or don't belong. And I don't understand these less than 10-second videos, whether it be TikTok or even on YouTube. You know, it just, the title, and somebody says something and the video's over, and I'm like, what was that?
You know, I gave a lecture a number of years ago to about 700 lawyers. It was a big marketing seminar for attorneys in Las Vegas. And I was speaking on video marketing. And at the end of my lecture, I come out and this one attorney comes up to me, introduces himself. He was a big marketing guy in New York, spends a fortune, probably one of the biggest advertisers and marketers in New York. And he turned to me and he said, "I don't understand something. Why did you just give away all that information for free?" And I looked at him like he's out of his mind. And the answer that I told him was, I said, because I know that 99.9% of the people in that room, over 700 lawyers, are not going to take the information I just gave everyone in there for free and implement it. Right. And I said, you're one of them. Even this guy who's an expert marketer, who spends literally millions of dollars a year on marketing, every type of traditional marketing, I said, I guarantee you, you will not apply the information I just told you about. And you know what? He didn't, right, which was remarkable to me. So when somebody asks, you know, why do you give this information away for free? I tell them, look, it's not a secret. At this point, you can go onto YouTube and do a search for how do I do video marketing, and you'll find thousands of videos. Right. I do it because I enjoy helping other people understand the whole essence of getting someone to trust you. And you can use these same exact principles in traditional marketing and apply it on your blog and apply it to your website and apply it in articles that you write and apply it in billboard marketing. It's all the same, but just a different media. Mm-hmm. And if you now recognize that, all of a sudden it's like that light bulb will go off and it'll be like, oh, wow, that's right. It's not all about me. Let me tell you about how many years I've been in practice and all the things that I've done, because your ideal client and consumer doesn't give a damn about that. It's, let me tell you how I can help solve your problem. Here are the three things you need to know if you've been involved in this particular problem. Here are four things you need to know that the adjuster will need to know if you've been involved in a car accident. Here are three things a judge will look at when we're in court and the defense attorney yells out, objection, judge. Here's the question the jury will be answering when now you decide you have a case and you need to sue your doctor. Here's the evidence that we need to get into court in order to show that you have a valid case. Right. So all of these topics, all of these things are designed to help understand how you can help solve your problem. And now your consumer, your ideal client recognizes, wait a second, this guy Anspach, he knows a lot about this marketing stuff. He knows a lot about search engine optimization. Right. Yeah, I got to call him. I got to ask him some questions.
Right. You know, and this is what makes you an e-hero, because, you know, you're always out there helping entrepreneurs, whether it be lawyers, whether it be, you know, anyone else. If they come to you and they're asking for ideas on video marketing, you are, you know, one of the foremost experts, because you've been doing it for so long. And there are so many people out there that are trying to give this advice, but they want you to have these professionally made videos and you're going to spend $10,000 per video. I'm like, really? What are these for? You know, at least get out there and start making videos.
I used to tell attorneys all the time, you know, they would come to me and say, but I don't want to spend all this money on a professional shoot. I would say, okay, don't. Pull out your iPhone, go shoot a couple of videos, put them up on YouTube and see how many people call you. There's nothing better than actually testing out your theories. Right. So do it. Stop talking. Just go do it. And they would. And it would be crap. And they didn't have, yeah, it's true. They put it out there. Nobody would call. Nobody would be interested, you know, because they're out there on the beach, you know, and without a microphone, without a windscreen, with a terrible audio, and nobody could hear a thing they're saying, or the camera shaking all over the place. They're not stabilizing it in any fashion. And by the way, if you do intend on doing some type of moving video, like I do, where you're walking around, you have to stabilize your video. Don't rely on an internal stabilizing device, such as what's in your phone or in a camera. You really need a gimbal. Mm-hmm. And a gimbal will help you stabilize it so that you don't induce nausea with your viewer as they're trying to watch your information. So all of my videos are with a handheld gimbal. You can't see it, but it is absolutely required if you're going to do that.
And you usually have a lapel mic or something that's closer.
Correct. I always use a wireless microphone to get good audio, because the two components are great audio and great quality video. And if either one of those are screwed up, your viewer will not want to watch no matter what you have to say. So to those lawyers who tried doing it with their handheld video out by the beach or walking in the parking lot, you know, after they got out of court, okay, great. But test it. Test your theory. See how it works. If it doesn't work, it may be time to turn around and say, you know what? I need help. Yeah. I need somebody who does this often, knows what they're doing, and can guide you. If they can't guide you, then do it for you.
Right.
You really need that assistance. And, you know, most entrepreneurs don't want to become video marketers.
Right.
They don't want to focus their whole effort on this. They just want to run their business. They just want to be the person in the business. And they just want to create this video so they've got stuff out there so it will attract people. And that's fine, but you can't stop and you can't just limit yourself to pulling out your iPhone and hoping it'll work. It just doesn't work that way.
Half the time when I'm ready to film, my battery's about dead. It's like... this is an iPhone 6, and I refuse to get an upgrade because it still has a phone jack, and I hate using the wireless one. So once it's dead, I think I might be out of business. I don't know. So how do people get a hold of you?
They can't.
You're on the pitch.
No, they can reach me. The best place to see me is if they go onto YouTube and they just search for medical malpractice attorney in New York. You know, my name, they can't always remember the spelling of my name, but if you just type in medical malpractice lawyer in New York, you'll see my videos start to come up. And I guarantee you, if you leave me a comment on any one of my videos, I will reply, and usually within pretty quickly. So that's a really easy way to reach out to me. Or you could call my office. You'll see, you know, hop on my website from my YouTube video. You'll see it. You can drop me a comment. That's the best way to do it.
And there's a special prize if they binge watch all 3,200 videos, right?
They're different tier levels. If you watch like 100 hours, you get a prize. If you watch 200 hours, you get a different prize. You know what? I actually get comments from people who say, I've watched so many of your videos, or I've watched hours and hours. And I'm thinking, oh my God, if they watch all my videos, it would be for weeks and weeks. They wouldn't even see all my videos. You know, when you reach that point, it's amazing because you begin to realize, wait a second. If you look back at a particular video, I can identify where it was that I shot that video. Because for me, I will shoot video anywhere. I'll shoot it in my basement. I'll shoot it just like you shoot in your basement. I'll shoot in the parking lot. I'll shoot on vacation. I'll shoot anywhere because the location doesn't matter to me. What matters is providing my ideal client and consumer with information that they need to know.
I'd say, you know, I think that's just that's what makes you unique. And I think that all the audience needs to just go to YouTube, watch some videos, learn, and start, you know, taking notes. You know, see how you do it. And they can take their notebook and they can fill it up with questions. But they really need to know kind of the flow and know that they don't have to be in one location.
And I know you have done this. You've written articles talking about, here are the 10 things you need to ask, you know, 10 video topics you need to create. And here's the next 20. And here's the next 30. And just start. And next thing you know, you'll want to create more because you'll realize that there's a connection. The more you create, the more interest you get, the more calls and emails you'll get. And you're going to get that light bulb that says, wait a second. If I create even more, that means there's a good likelihood more people will call me and see my information as they're looking for it. So it creates this snowball effect. And all of a sudden, next thing you know, after a year, you've got all these great videos and you'll just want to create more and more and more. And before you know it, you've got hundreds and hundreds of videos.
There you go, folks. Anyway, we'll catch you on the next episode. And thanks for watching or listening. Adios.
Thanks, Rob.